Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom, served with a side of real talk. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, constantly chasing deadlines, obligations, and that ever-present to-do list? You know that feeling when your mind is racing, your shoulders are tense, and even a cup of coffee doesn't seem to cut it? Welcome to the club, my friend. Because stress and anxiety, they're like an invited guest who just refused to leave. Today, we're talking about strategies for managing those pesky feelings and reclaiming your inner peace. We're diving into the world of Stoicism, not just dry old philosophy, but practical tools you can use right now, in this very moment, to navigate the chaos and emerge calm, collected, and ready to conquer your day. First off, let's face it. Life throws curveballs. There are always going to be things outside of our control, challenges we didn't anticipate, and moments that just make us want to scream into a pillar. Accepting this is crucial. My friends, it's not about becoming some Zen master who ignores reality, but rather acknowledging that we can only control our reactions, not the events themselves. Think of it like this. Imagine you're playing a video game. You can't always change the level design or the enemies you encounter, but you can choose your strategies and how you respond to each challenge. Secondly, let's talk about the power of mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds tend to wander off into Worryville? We get caught up in what-ifs and anxieties that haven't even happened yet. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention back to the present moment, focusing on your breath, your senses, and what's happening right here, right now. It's like hitting the pause button on your racing thoughts and taking a deep breath. Apps, guided meditations, or even just 5 minutes of focused breathing can make a world of difference. Next up, let's talk about reframing our perspective. This is where Stoicism really shines. It's about recognizing that our feelings are often shaped by our interpretations of events, not the events themselves. Remember that time you spilled coffee all over yourself? Sure, it was embarrassing in the moment, but did it actually change your day drastically? Probably not. Reframing helps us see challenges as opportunities for growth, learning, or even humor. Speaking of growth, let's not forget the importance of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul in ways that truly serve you. It could be anything from getting enough sleep, moving your body regularly, spending time with loved ones, pursuing hobbies, or simply taking a break when you need it. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish. It's essential for managing stress and anxiety effectively. And finally, let's talk about the power of gratitude. It sounds cliche, but seriously, focusing on what we're grateful for can shift our entire mindset. Make a list each day of things, big or small, that you appreciate. The warmth of the sun, a good cup of coffee, a laugh shared with a friend, these little moments add up and remind us that life is full of beauty and abundance. Let me tell you about this one time. I was preparing for a huge presentation at work. My mind was racing like a hummingbird on caffeine, every little noise felt amplified, and I swear I could feel the anxiety gnawing at my insides. Then, I remembered something we talked about here, refraining. So, instead of focusing on the potential disaster scenario in my head, I shifted my perspective. I visualized myself delivering the presentation confidently, connecting with the audience, and sharing valuable insights. I even took a few deep breaths, reminding myself that I had prepared well and I was capable. Guess what? The presentation went amazingly well. So there you have it, 5 key strategies for managing stress and anxiety. Accept what you can't control. Practice mindfulness, reframe your perspective, prioritize self-care, and cultivate gratitude. Remember, Stoicism isn't about being emotionless, it's about choosing how we respond to life's inevitable challenges. It's a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate the small wins, and keep striving for that inner peace. Ready to put these strategies into practice? Take a moment to reflect on one thing you can do today to implement what we talked about. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths, writing down 3 things you're grateful for, or simply choosing to respond calmly to a stressful situation instead of reacting impulsively. You got this. And remember, share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media. I love hearing from you. Until tomorrow, stay calm, confident, and keep rocking those daily wins.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.